substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline, 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
The girlfriend of the Las Vegas gunman back in the United States, although her family says she knows nothing.
Mary Lou Danley is back in the United States after traveling to the Philippines 2 weeks ago on a ticket bought by Stephen Paddock. Danley's sisters told NBC's Australian partner, Channel 7, she probably had no idea what he was up to.
She was sent away so that she will be not there to interfere or put his planning.
Federal investigators are now trying to determine just how much Danley did know as they try to piece together what prompted Paddock to murder dozens of people Sunday night before killing himself.
Mexican restaurants across the country celebrating National Taco Day with special deals. Taco Bell is offering a National Taco Day gift set that includes four of their flavored tacos. Taco John's giving away free tacos with a coupon available on social media. Various other national chains have giveaways that are being featured on their websites. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Correspondent John Clemens has a report on how the blood supply in Las Vegas was impacted by the shooting.
On a typical day, United Blood Services will see about 150 to 175 people donating blood. On Monday, right after the shootings, 670 people were there to donate. Julie Scott is with United Blood Services in Las Vegas.
It's been really remarkable to see hundreds and hundreds of people wanting to save lives.
Scott tells us people didn't mind waiting in the long lines.
We had donors that were waiting 7 hours and even longer. And even some of those who waited all of those hours and couldn't have their blood drawn on Monday came back on Tuesday to try again.
I'm John Clemens.
A New Jersey man is talking about his experience being shot at during the Vegas massacre.
Valdo Panzera of North Helden tells NorthJersey.com that he and his girlfriend saw bullets whizzing by and ricocheting off the ground. He heard screams and saw people going down. Panzera recalls grabbing his girlfriend's hand and running. He escaped to the lobby of a nearby hotel where he says there was mass confusion and people weren't sure if the gunman was chasing them. Panzera tells the news outlet that they still don't feel safe. He says they're trying to forget about the massacre but hear repeat sounds and playback in the news. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Americans are remaining optimistic about the economy. A new survey shows more than 4 in 10 Americans believe the economy is in excellent or good shape. USA Radio News.
Oh, good afternoon, folks. You know what that sound is. That's the sound of the start of our show, the beginning of a new episode of Modern Design right here in downtown Flemington. And that song is Mighty Love by The Spinners. It's a classic song, and I think it's the Mighty Love that's fueling the show. All right, I want to apologize up front because we are in a beautiful but old historic building, and they are sanding the outside of the building, so we are going to have some background noise. I guess that's out of my control, so there's nothing that I can do about that. But I will promise to speak loudly and give you lots of good advice. Our topic today happens to be something that's very prominent with the gray palette continuing to be very dominant both outside and inside. We're always looking for a pop color, and the most popular pop color that I have going on is orange. And our show today is all about autumn orange, and that is bringing tones of orange into your home, both outside and inside, giving it some warmth, giving it some seasonal glow. And we're going to talk all about that on today's show. We're going to start with some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design on WHCR-DB.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend.
A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, why don't we start by taking actually a look at today's weather and have that come up and see what the National Weather Service is telling us. Currently, I'm seeing that the beautiful sunny skies today with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, there's increasing clouds with a low of 57, which is still pretty warm for October. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 82. I did hear it was going to be getting warmer on Thursday night. Partly cloudy with a low of 58. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 76. Friday night, 30% chance of showers with a low of 58. On Saturday, it will be a partly sunny day with a high of 79. On Saturday night, there's a chance of showers 40% with a low of 62. And then Sunday, oh, disappointing, chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 79. So it is going to be warm, around 80 degrees or hovering around that mark. For the next couple of days. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We're going on year four. January will be year four that we've been doing the program. It's flown by. And I'm an interior decorator, a contractor, and a home stager, working on a lot of different projects. I'm pleased to announce that Modern Design is also now going to be a live television show. I've contracted a deal in Princeton with a local media company, and I will be doing Modern Design. I will continue doing Modern Design as a radio show for our listeners, but I'm also going to be doing Modern Design television, which will be a show, a half-hour show, where I go to different projects in the tri-state area and tell you how you can make changes in your home or your commercial setting. It will be broadcasting on Comcast at Channel 30 and Verizon Fios on Channel 45. And as we get closer to our first broadcast, which will be seen on air in January, I'll give you more information on Modern Design television. Still doing the radio program, but now you'll be able to see some of the projects. You'll get to see some of the people that have been with me for a long time as guests here, like Bruce Brodak of Flemington Fan and Lighting, like Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wool Coverings, and some of the regular guests that I've had, but in a television studio with video to look at. They'll also be on Vimeo and Roku, so if you're on the internet following us, you can continue doing it that way. But our topic today happens to be what I call autumn orange, and that is bringing orange as an accent color into your home. Now, of course, it's very topical right now because it's very seasonal to add orange into your decor. But in general, with the graying of America, as I say, with lots of gray palettes, I painted so many houses shades of gray this year and last year, but this year in particular, especially a dark charcoal gray, that you need a pop with a color like that. And the color that's most often asked of me to do as a pop is orange. A little bit of orange goes a long way. It's a color like yellow that carries, so a little bit can go a long way. You don't want to overdo orange, especially on the outside. But a little pop with lots of neutrals is really kind of a classy look. I'm going to talk today how you can add some autumn orange in your home, both for the season and for all times, to have a pop of orange. Orange and gray are terrific. I take a cruise every year in February, and I was walking the ship, and they had the display for really expensive watches, and the backdrop was sort of a charcoal gray, and then the back wall was orange. Really good looking, with little stainless steel watches with a combination of orange and gray. Really classy, and it almost inspired me to use that color in some of my decorating, and in fact, I have in the months that followed. Let's start by talking about where we can do some orange in the outside of your house. I talked about painting a palette that's very neutral and then a pop of orange. That gray and orange combination, this particularly the charcoal gray with white trim and then a pop of orange, can be really, really attractive and also very modern. So we want to start with that. Now, things that you can do to add subtle orange to your palette would be add seasonal items, annuals, to your beds in the front that will add a pop of that orange. One of the most popular ones and inexpensive to do are just flats of orange mums. Put some orange mums along your walkway at the front and make sure you spray them for deer spray, but orange mums in succession in your coming up your driveway in pots and so on will do it. One of the shows that we did recently, we had Ionis Greenhouses here, and they talked about using pansies as a fall item. An item now we often think of pansies in the spring in yellows and purples and very Eastery seasonal colors. But just as mums are good for the fall, so are those same pansies. But do them this time in orange. Orange pansies are beautiful. They do carry them at Hyannis Greenhouses, and I'm sure some of the other nurseries in New Jersey, but I know they have them there. Do a palette of maybe orange or orange and purple pansies, and that's a way to bring orange in your window boxes, in areas maybe where there's a little bit of shade. And they're hardy. They'll go until Christmas time. So something to add some orange to the outside of your space. Something simple as adding pumpkins. I had sort of a disaster the other day where my pots along my garage wall were the most beautiful I've ever seen them all season. It was all purple and yellow from the summer. Everything was blooming. It was just heaven. I came home last night. They're completely eaten to the base. So I decided I am not putting any flowers in my pots along my driveway and garage. What I decided to do instead, and what I've been doing the past couple of years when it comes to October, I take that pot, I get everything out of it, and I create a look using pumpkins. The deer aren't as likely to go at the pumpkins as they would with live flowers. So here's a little tip for you if you want to bring some orange into your area and you're in a deer area outside to do something a little bit different. I start by taking those two pots that flank my three-car garage, and I take a wreath. Any sort of a fall wreath or just an unadorned wreath is nice as a base. So my wreaths are ones that I have from my store right here in Ringo's at 176 Route 202 in Ringo's. I have two beautiful wreaths that have artificial, they're a beautiful twig wreath, and they have artificial, they have artificial like acorns on them, which look really lovely and very simple, and they're wide and they're the base. Then what I do there is I get pumpkins, three pumpkins, and I take those three pumpkins and in succession order from largest to smallest, and I drill a hole in each one of the top of the pumpkins, and I stack them one, two, three in successive order. I get dowels, little pieces of wood that I put in between, and I stack the pumpkins. Then I wrap where the pumpkins come together, bittersweet, the vine bittersweet around them. And that's my presentation as you come up to my house and you see the driveway. Now you're getting a burst of beautiful orange color, and it's something that's impervious to the animals. They don't touch it. They don't go near it. And you have seasonal color until you change it out for Christmas time. And plus, you can bake a pie at the end. So that's a good thought for people that have deer issues, to add some orange to make your house go to transition to fall. Is working with pumpkins in the front. Another thing also is nice to do is gourds. A beautiful pot, especially a pot that's weathered, whether it be a pot that's a cement pot or iron or whatnot, just get a variety of different gourds. Try to pick the most creative and interesting gourds that are opposite of each other and just throw them in there by themselves. They give you that beautiful orange glow, that color that you're looking for outside. Not expensive. I think I bought them at Mellick's farm stand in Oldwick, and there were three big, beautiful gourds for $2. They're so reasonable. They're amazing. And you can, it's a little bit of a process, you can dry them out at the end of the season, and you can use them every year. You won't know the difference. You have to hollow out the inside so they don't rot. But there is a way to hold on to them and only do them once. You can shellac them. You can do things to them. But that will give you that pop of orange for the outside of your home. Wonderful things like swags, whether they be artificial or real, really bring some orange to your house. In my own house, my mailbox is down way at the end of the driveway. So I always tie a beautiful orange ribbon and then another ribbon that happens to be some sort of a fall plaid, and then I have a swag made up. I used to do live ones that animals eat them, so now I do a really good artificial one
that has lots of orange in it mixed in with greens, and that's my entrance. So the eye carries, and as people drive down the street, they see that swag. That's another way to add some orange to your space. Fall wreaths this year, when I went to Dubai for fall wreaths, are the best they ever were. They're so sophisticated. They have so many wonderful elements to them. And also this year I see that there's a lot of different colors mixed into the fall wreath. That's kind of neat. I saw a fall wreath the other day that was, the ribbon was orange and navy blue. It was a lot of orange, a lot of gourds on it, but it brought in some other colors, which was kind of neat. So fall wreaths are one of the easiest things to get and really will bring a pop of that orange color to the outside of your home. Autumnal flags. Flags are terrific. They're very charming, especially in cottages and smaller homes. Do an autumnal flag. They go between $10 and $40, and they bring a lot of color for the money in that space, and they help you celebrate the season. Ribbons. If you come to my store in Ringo's, again at 176 Route 202 in Ringo's, within Flemington Fan and Lighting, I carry all different types of beautiful full French wire ribbons, very inexpensive, and you can really bring some color to do that. One of the things I did for a customer in my Maplewood store yesterday is I staged her house in the front for fall, and I went to the farm stand, and I bought two wonderful corn stalks, dried corn stalks. I put them on each side of her front door, and then I got some beautiful French wire ribbon, orange ribbon, and I wrapped them around. I tied bows on either side and had a lot of the runners on the bottom of the bows. That gave that unbelievable pop that you saw from a distance and really brought that orange in. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington, from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Many of you know that I do a lot of media projects and so on. I'm pleased to say that my most recent renovation of an entire home in Hunterdon County is going to be in the January issue of Design New Jersey magazine. So if you've listened to me on the radio or one of my podcasts and you'd like to see what my work looks like, it will also be available online at my website and at the magazine's website. You can go and get the January issue, which will be out in December, of Design New Jersey magazine. And I've done a complete restoration of a contemporary home in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and take a look at some of my work. I do things like kitchens and bathrooms and outside facelifts. I own Maven Hill Painting. We paint the inside of the house and out. Color consultations, decks, additions, everything related. From the simplest $199 where I'll come out and give you general design ideas to complete additions and kitchen and baths. So for more information, you can go to my website, and that is www.maven, M as in Michael, A, V as in Victor, I, N, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs.com, and take a look at some of my most recent projects and endorsements, or you can contact me directly in either of my locations at 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be adding the power color orange into your home. And we talked a lot about seasonally adding orange to the outside of your home. Some of the things that I didn't get a chance to mention before we went to commercial is that I've fallen in love with the Krylon paint. And the look today, which is changing a lot, is everything neutral, but when you have a pop, the pop is now a brighter pop. So I've been doing things for people this season, not so much right now because now we're focusing on the inside a little bit more, but taking the Krylon paint and taking things and painting them out. The painted finish look is very popular. And I did a couple of, in a house that I worked on up in Maplewood, I painted it sort of a light gray, but they wanted the cup. They wanted a pop of color, and I just thought for their house the orange front door would be too much. So we left the door white. She put an orange wreath out on her, a seasonal wreath, and then on her porch there were two Adirondack chairs that were dark hunter green. I said, "Well, let's paint them out." So we painted them out with the Krylon paint in a bright orange, and then that gray house with the white trim and the door with the wreath had these two beautiful Adirondack chairs that were now orange that tied this sort of look in together. So it can be subtle. It doesn't have to be in your face all the time, but it really gave it that sort of modern look this young couple was looking to do. You can do the same thing with other things like planters in a space, and I'll talk about that later in the broadcast. Or if you have window boxes, you certainly could do it that way. You can add subtle pops of color outside, and that orange carries a long way. Let's talk a little bit about the inside of your house and things you can do to add orange, both either for the season or just because you want to bring that color into a neutral palette. One of the first and easiest ways to do it is with a horse floral arrangement. Any flower can do. It does not have to be a mum, although a mum comes to mind at first. But you can do orange lilies. Orange tiger lilies are beautiful. Orange day lilies are beautiful. The flower ranunculus in orange is gorgeous. I have in my patio room, I have a flowering cactus that's all in orange. Seasonal things, you know, this summer I sold in my stores, I sold a lot of succulents, particularly in my northern New Jersey store. They have orange succulents that have orange flowers on them, that have an orange top to them. That's a way to bring the color in. Do a garden of them, do a bed of them. Yesterday I visited in northern New Jersey, J&M Nurseries, beautiful, beautiful garden center in northern New Jersey in Madison, and they had air plants, and those plants don't require any soil. And they would do sort of terrariums that you either hang or have on your coffee table. And they had some color to them. And the color, the accent color with the green plant was often a little bit of orange. That's a way to bring the color in to the space with some air plants, which is very popular these days. They've always been around, but they're starting to be more popular. Putting a wreath inside it on a door on the inside. Maybe the back of your door when you come in has a wreath. Maybe the door to your powder room to delineate that it's the powder room has a wreath, and then that could bring some color into it. Any sort of arrangement on your maybe dining room table, if you have an entry table, that's a good place to do something that's very orange or very autumnal in there. Again, a lot of flowers do come in orange. Wonderful orange roses. Last week I was in the supermarket and I saw these beautiful sort of coral orange roses, and I put them in a great looking clear glass vase that was rectangular, and then I cut the roses down, took out all the other stuff, and just had the rose heads that all came together, and that was in the center on top of my foyer table for about a week and a half. And boy, did that give that concentration of that beautiful orange color. It didn't even look, yes, it was seasonal, but it also just looked modern and brought that beautiful warm color in. Bowls of gourds. Gourds, I always say gourds are gorgeous. They really are beautiful. They give you that pop of orange and that autumnal glow. Buy a bag of gourds. They sell them in Walmart. They sell them absolutely everywhere right here in Flemington. Buy a bag of gourds for a couple of dollars. Get a great bowl. Maybe it's something that you already have. Maybe you have a clear glass bowl. Maybe you have any sort of a beautiful bucket or container, and put it out on your kitchen island. Maybe take something that's galvanized, like a little bucket, if you will, so it's a little country looking, and then fill it with some gourds. If you have to build up the bottom with newspaper or paper, that's good, but top it with gourds. That's going to bring you that pop of orange color, particularly seasonal in that space. Now, for more permanent things to add some orange to your space, let's say you just painted your room out now and it's all sort of a neutral gray and you need to pop color, how about starting with pillows? Go into any of the home stores, the Home Goods here right in Flemington, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, all the stores, and then, you know, some of the finer finished stores that have beautiful, beautiful pillows with the shades of orange. Orange and gray are a natural synergy. We'll talk about some of the colors that work well with orange, but orange and gray are just primal. They're just beautiful and very modern. Throws. Throws are a wonderful way to not only keep warm, but add pops of color to your space. In my family room, my sofas are sort of a pale sage color, so I have beautiful, I tie them in with some pillows that have orange, because I've always liked orange. And then two wonderful oversized throws, chenille throws that are orange on each sage couch. And it's just beautiful. It carries. It's the accent that it needs. And it keeps you warm as well. Orange glass is something that I'm selling at both my locations. I love glass as an accent because it brings natural light to a space. So in both my stores, I have a collection of beautiful orange glass. Different shapes. You can put them in the window. You can put them on a foyer table. Let light come through the orange glass. It is just absolutely beautiful, and it carries the light that it carries. So any orange glass you can put in, whether they be vases or orbs or anything that's going to bring some of that beautiful orange glass, will really make the space pop and look, you know, quite elegant. In fabrics, maybe you're looking to change something out and adding on a new fabric. Look at fabrics that have orange in them. And think about some color combinations that you can put together in your rooms that you have existing, that orange would be a natural synergy. As we said, if you have a gray room, orange is a no-brainer. It really goes together. It's warm and they balance. Blue, if you have a blue palette, my God, blue and orange are such a wonderful combination. On my desk in my store in Ringo's, I have the New Jersey Design Magazine this year that did a beautiful home, and the cover is a blue and orange family room. It is magnificent. It would have looked great the way it was, but when they add the layering of the orange accessories, the pillows, the flower arrangements, there was a little side table painted out in orange. It is just a beautiful combination to add to that space. In my own home, my family room is a sage green, and it was very nice, but when I added the pop of orange to the sage, the marriage of that is absolutely beautiful. Greens and oranges have a natural synergy together. They're beautiful and work very, very well. Oranges and browns also have a nice accompaniment to them. Earth tone palettes, people that like those colors, throw a little orange in that or a butterscotch color in with the browns. Orange is wonderful. Orange and plum are absolutely beautiful together. They're sophisticated. They can be very modern. Plum and orange are very rich and can look very nice together. Orange, black, and gold is a combination that I really like. I did this a long time ago before it was in style. I was doing a foyer in a very traditional house. The foyer itself was very small, and then it opened up to other things that were going on that were very neutral. So the homeowner wanted to do something striking. The foyer didn't have a lot going on. It was a small space, and she said, have at it. So what I did was I had found this beautiful antique mirror that was black and gold and gilded. We had a foyer table. We had it set up with beautiful things. And she said, you know, we put it in, and I thought, it's missing something. And then I picked a Benjamin Moore color, an orange color called Audubon Russet. And when I painted the walls in that foyer, that Audubon Russet, that beautiful, rich orange against the black and the gold, I found heaven. I found something that I didn't know really existed. Orange, black, and gold are a really classy combination for a foyer, for a formal space, for a formal dining room. That's a place where you can throw some orange in, and it will work very well. Orange and pink is a fun combination. I did a girl's bedroom, and we found a fabric that we liked in orange and pink, and then we added that in layers with the other things we did in the room. It's kind of a fun thing. And growing up, we had a Jack and Jill bath that I shared with my sisters, and there was one accent wall, and the flowers were orange and pink, very 1970s. But it's sort of retro and back in today. I call that Dunkin' Donuts colors. If you look at Dunkin' Donuts, you'll see that their logo is orange and pink. Orange and white are always a classic. So orange goes with a lot of combinations. And if you add a new fabric to your space, think about adding it into some of those color combinations and throwing orange in that. Okay, we're up to our news. A lot of orange stuff to talk about after the break. But we're going to take our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
So it was numerous electronic items, additionally five handguns and two shotguns, and a plethora of ammunition.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo speaking with reporters yesterday, many questioning how the gunman in the Las Vegas shooting was able to get so many weapons into his hotel room without anyone from hotel security noticing something was going on. President Trump is in Las Vegas today. He'll be meeting with paramedics and police officers who responded to the shooting. He'll also go to the hospitals to meet with victims of the shooting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling out NBC for reporting what he calls fake news that he was about to leave the Trump administration.
First, my commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC had reported that Vice President Mike Pence had to talk Tillerson into staying. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is telling Congress the rules of combat in Afghanistan for American troops has changed.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told 2 congressional committees yesterday that American forces no longer have to be close to Taliban fighters and other terrorists before attacking. Mattis also said U.S. military advisors will now be allowed to deploy with Afghan troops in the field. Mattis says local troops tend to be more successful in combat when they're assisted by American or NATO advisors. Mattis says the new rules of engagement allow greater use of air power.
A tropical depression spinning in the Caribbean expected to move north and affect the U.S. Gulf Coast states this weekend, possibly as a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center today said the system should move into the warm waters of the Gulf by Saturday, possibly making landfall somewhere between Louisiana and Florida the next day. The depression this morning had winds of 35 miles an hour moving northwest toward the Nicaragua-Honduras border. It becomes a named storm when it hits 39 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Security officials in Britain are playing defense after a prankster was able to get next to the prime minister. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the story.
The prankster, identified as comedian Simon Brodkin, hands May a P45, the form that's given to British people who are being laid off, as she was addressing a conference in Manchester Wednesday morning. As he was dragged away by security, the joker said, quote, "Boris told me to do it." The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, widely seen as a rival for May's job. May's office says the man's been arrested for breach of the peace, and there will be a thorough investigation of how he was able to get into the high security conference venue. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is looking at eliminating some of Puerto Rico's debt as a way to help them recover from the hurricane. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The U.S. territory filed for bankruptcy in May because of its $73 billion debt burden, making it the biggest U.S. municipal bankruptcy in history. On Tuesday, President Trump said Puerto Rico owes a lot of money to Wall Street and said, "We'll have to wipe that out." He told Geraldo Rivera on Fox News he didn't know if the debt was to Goldman Sachs, but whoever it is, you can wave goodbye to that. Hurricane Maria left the entire island of Puerto Rico without water or power.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein introducing a bill to ban the sale and possession of bump stock equipment that enables semi-automatic weapons to be made automatic. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms announced that yesterday multiple bump stocks were found in the Las Vegas hotel room of gunman Stephen Paddock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And you're also listening to Modern Design on WHCR-DB. My name is Richard Scuderi. If you're just tuning into our broadcast right now, you can always listen to the full broadcast and our podcasts, which are available at the site. If you go to Hunter and Chamber Radio, you'll be able to see my broadcast go back to January of 2015. So, or 14, actually. I don't know. I'll have to take a look. But a lot of shows. I couldn't believe the amount of shows we've done through the years. But you can click on any show and listen to it in its entirety if you do miss our show or come in the middle of a live broadcast here in studio. Our topic today happens to be adding the color orange, the pop color orange, to your home, both outside and inside, either for the season or for a pop because you're going more neutral. I'm using orange so much, I've been inspired by it. My shows are typically based upon what I'm doing at the time. I do a lot of things in a week, as you know, if you follow me on social media. But when there's a consistency in what I'm doing, I usually bring that to studio, something that's very, that's trending, that's something that maybe people want to try for interest. Now that we're going to be adding the television element to the show, which will be in conjunction with the radio that I do, you'll be able to tune in to the local station and actually see some of the things that we're talking about. So that's going to be kind of exciting, I think. Some of the things that I've done subtly to add some color to the orange color to existing palettes is napkins. Napkins, $2, $3, $5 for a napkin, and it really gives you a solid block of color. In my locations, both in Ringo's and in Maplewood, I have lots of napkins. Particularly orange napkins are just beautiful this year. I have some nice, wonderful napkin rings that go with them, a nice maybe silver napkin ring and then an orange napkin can really add to, you know, if you change anything else with your table setting, it gives it a little bit of that pop of color. Placemats are another thing to do. Some orange placemats might look nice on a space and bring a pop of color in conjunction to what you've already done. Runners, a runner down a dining room table, maybe a sideboard perhaps, or maybe you have a chest in your foyer. A runner can give a solid block of that orange color. We were talking about it. Floral centerpieces. I love fresh flowers at the entrance of a house. I think it makes it look like the house is very loved. So floral centerpieces with beautiful, let's say, orange ranunculus or roses, pops of orange, maybe some berries mixed in there, looks really nice in a space. Maybe you have a gorgeous, I'm seeing beautiful orange spider mums, maybe just on the foyer by itself with a couple of gourds on the ground. That will, on the base, that will look very, very nice. Pumpkin candles. Come to my Maplewood store. I'm the candle king of Maplewood with all different types of beautiful candles. I have pumpkin spice, pumpkin cheesecake, pumpkin pie, lots of pumpkin candles in all sizes, very inexpensive. Candles are a great way to not only give you color, but scent of the season. I like orange candles so much, I have pumpkin candles all year long. I like that color, and I like that sort of cinnamony fall smell. So something to do. I have wonderful candles also in the Ringo store. I had these ones that are sort of banana bread, walnut banana bread. I have about three left. I bought 20 of them. They're really, really nice jar candles, and they last forever. Number 17 on my list here was picture frames. You can always paint out a nice white picture frame, put a pop of orange on it. Do a gallery wall in a light color, and then make the frame stand out, something else that you can do in the space. Tablecloths. I went out and I bought for my foyer the other day, because I have sort of sage green walls in there, I bought a beautiful sort of orange fall tablecloth with lots of different things on it seasonally, but an orange backdrop. Really beautiful. It looks warm and wonderful. Orange and food go very well together. Rugs. Maybe you want to do a little rug that you don't normally have. That's a rug is a great way to anchor a room and set a solid block of color. So rugs, either be small rugs or large rugs with orange either running through them, or perhaps sort of a neutral, like a jute rug that's dyed in orange or has an orange border, will give that orange look that you're looking for. Dishes. I most recently bought a set of beautiful just pottery dishes in orange, not too expensive. And what I've done to my existing china is I've intertwined a salad dish into the existing china. So you have layers of color, and that pop of orange, because it's so strong, works well with the china that I have on the table. So go get yourself intertwined some, you know, beautiful, inexpensive dishes, pottery dishes, with that beautiful, rich orange color, and it'll change the way your table setting looks. Great to do for the fall holidays. Pots, your outdoor pots. Again, painting pots, the painted look for pots is very in right now. And there's wonderful exterior paints that are very durable that you could paint out your pots. Even pots that are cement can be painted out. If you have sort of a modern pot, maybe it's not looking so well. Maybe it's become discolored because of years. Try painting it out in orange. If you have a contemporary setting, that could be the pop you need for the space. Keep in mind, if you paint a pot orange, then you don't want to do the flowers in orange. You want to do the flowers in contrasting colors, and that will be attractive. You don't want to have an orange pot and then have orange flowers in orange pot. You can have some orange flowers in, but the dominant color should be something else, so the pot stands out if you go with the pot as the pot there. We talked about the picture frames in orange. Glass lamps. Glass lamps are very much trending the past 2 years. The gourd-shaped lamp is also in, but clear glass lamps, but that they're colored clear glass, is very, very popular right now. If you come to our Ringo stores, I have a couple of wonderful lamps that are glass, and they are clear, but they are orange, and they just bring a beautiful glow. And if you have them in a window or an area with light, that color travels, and it's very, very pretty. So glass lamps are a great way to do it. Pendants. Pendants that are colored glass, like orange pendants. Oh, beautiful. And right now what's trending is those filament bulbs. So perhaps you have an orange shade and then you have a clear bulb with the filament showing. That's a really nice and interesting combination to do together. Okay, we're going to go to our final set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right here on WHCR.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own work.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up. You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. For those of you who don't know, I do something that's both out there on my website that you can print and in my stores. And that is a coupon for a one-shot deal. For $199, for under $200, I will come out to your home and give you general design ideas, where to place things, maybe to add some colors and so on. And every home is different and unique. But I'll give you a wonderful written plan that you can I can help you with, or you can just do on your own, but you'll get a decorator's eye for only $199. A great deal. I do them every week. It's a great opportunity to zhuzh your home up in your own time and on your own budget. You can contact me through my website, www.mavinhill.com, and print that on page 2. Or you can come to my store and we can set one up, or you can just call me. And that is 908-884-0770. I will make an appointment to come out to your house. It's an hour to 2 hours' time. I'll go through each room painstakingly and give you general design advice. It's a great deal. Our topic today happens to be autumn orange, or bringing orange seasonally, or just to give some wonderful orange color into your neutral space. It's a great color to add. So one of the things that I talked about in the initial of the show is painting out your front door a bright color. That's the trend. Charcoal gray houses, white trim. The shutters are black or a darker gray or the same gray. And then the pop is just on the front door in a bright orange tone. Parrot Orange, Benjamin Moore's Parrot Orange, is an orange I've used before. There are a couple of wonderful oranges in that palette that are really strong, but if you're only going to do them in a small amount, terrific together. In that case, I'd probably do some gray or black pots and then put the orange in the flower so it ties the house together, and that's a wonderful combination. You also could paint things on your house. Maybe you have wonderful window boxes. The window boxes could possibly be painted out in orange. You don't want orange shutters. That's never a good combination. But maybe a little bit. Maybe if you don't paint the door, you'd paint the window boxes, and that's a great thing to do. Pots, to paint out your pots. Maybe the house stays gray and the front door is white, but you paint your pots out in orange, and that's a way to bring some color into the space. Accent paint in certain areas. We talked earlier in the show about the foyer that I did, the small foyer in that formal colonial home where I painted the foyer out in orange and then brought in that gorgeous black mirror with the gold and tied those colors in together. And it was just amazing in the space. An accent wall of orange is a great way to go. I did a house maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it was sort of taupe. It was in Mendham. And they really needed a pop color. They had a fireplace that was done in brick, and the brick was sort of an orangey terracotta brick with a big white mantle. And I wanted to make it pop, so I painted that wall sort of an autumn orange, a beautiful like terracotta color with the taupe. And that orange just brought it all together, the warmth of the fireplace bricks, and it really came together. So orange is a good accent as a paint on the wall. Audubon Russet, Georgetown brick, and a couple of other Benjamin Moore colors come to mind as softer oranges that you might want to try in that palette. There's some wonderful oranges also in the Sherwin-Williams palette. Number 24 on my list is wallpaper. How about putting up a wall of an orange wallpaper? I did a guest powder room. And we made the wall that had the vanity on it. Everything was done in white, and the floor was gray. And I said, we need a pop color. So we took a vinyl grass cloth, and we did it in a really rich orange. The other walls were gray, but with that pop of orange was a jumping-off point for towels, for accessories, for everything else that was needed in the space. It was a terrific look by doing a little bit of vinyl paper and a really rich orange color. Saying that, hand towels are something that you want to pop out in orange. It might be kind of nice to do some hand towels in orange on that gray wall so it ties into the other one, or just to have some of a different color, or pair orange and gray towels together. Paper guest towels are kind of nice if you have sort of a tray. I have a powder room in my house that just has a pedestal sink. So on the back of my commode, I have a beautiful tray, and in the tray right now, because it's seasonal, I have beautiful orange guest towels. Coasters, another thing to do. I sell in my store slate coasters, but I also sell terracotta coasters that are a beautiful orange tone to bring some orange into your space. Easy to clean up, and terracotta is a nice thing to do with coasters. Napkin rings. I have beautiful orange napkin rings. I have one that look like flowers. I have ones that are just resin, and I have ones that are metal, and then there's some painted orange in the middle of them. But napkin rings are a great way to have that little pop of orange. Again, orange is a strong burst color, so a little bit goes a long way. Another trend on the inside now is having one piece of painted furniture. I did a girl's bedroom, and all her furniture was it was okay, but the one piece was a little bit beaten up. So we used just one of the end tables, and I had it painted out in orange. It came back in lacquer orange, and everything else was in sort of whites and neutrals. And that pop of that one orange side table with the two matching lamps and everything else the same with a little bit of orange helped us carry around an accent color, and it was really nice. It's also trending now in dining rooms to get rid of your china cabinet, keep your sideboard, but paint it out a bright citrus color, and orange is a great color for a sideboard. Orange is a good food color. Lampshades are another thing you do. If you have a colored lampshade and a pale, soft orange, it brings a softness to the space. Some of the shades now that have texture to them, like linen burlap, have that sort of orangey warm glow, which is kind of nice in a space. I like outdoor lights that are orange. I think they're very pretty this time of year if you have some outdoor lights and trees. And they're orange. They have a warmth to them that I think is really beautiful. And it's not just Halloween. It's a very pretty color. It's a very warm color, and I think underused because people are afraid of orange. Panel drapes. Let's say you have a neutral room and you want to burst. Why not try orange? Orange, and there's all shades of orange. It could be a tangerine. It could be a coral orange. It could be a very, very dark orange or a pale sort of peachish orange, but it's a pretty warm color. But solid panel drapes or a pattern that has orange going through it, maybe orange with the navy blue that we talked about, putting some of that into a space adds a lot of warmth and a lot of beauty to a space. Patio furniture in orange is a lot of fun. I love accent pieces with strong colors, especially in the summer months, and orange is one of the real fun pop colors to a set. Benches. You want to have a wonderful, you have a bench outside, and it's painted out in a traditional shade, maybe white or hunter green. Paint the one bench out in orange. Really cool looking, really nice, and it'll stand out and look very fresh. We talked about Adirondack chairs that I had painted out orange. They looked really beautiful. What about a market umbrella in orange? That's a nice thing. This year in the summer, there were beautiful market umbrellas. I saw very interesting colors this year. Lime green is probably my favorite. Lots of navy blue. Red was very popular this summer outside and hasn't been in years. But an orange market umbrella would be kind of special. My clients in Morristown have just gotten the house painted gray, and they went out and bought two market umbrellas on the side of their house, and they're both orange. What a nice pop color, and what a nice contrast that is. Any sort of shades, if you're doing Roman shades, solar shades or roller shades, why not choose a shade of orange? Or maybe you do a gray shade, but you border it in orange or have a trim in orange, which is kind of nice for any sort of window treatment you might do. Have it pop in orange. I'm doing window treatments now in Springfield in a boy's bedroom, and our color is navy and orange. So I have the valances that are orange, and then we're bordering them in a little bit of navy, a band of navy. That's a nice thing to do. How about simply getting out a beautiful bowl that you already have and filling it with oranges? A dining room table looks gorgeous with oranges on the top of it, or a sideboard, especially if the bowl is maybe if you have a blue and white bowl, something, a blue and white china bowl, and fill it with oranges. What a classy look. Vases, ceramic vases in orange in a succession look wonderful on a fireplace mantle or at a foyer entry. Really good looking. Umbrella stands. I saw an umbrella stand in a store the other day, and it was white and orange. Very different. Very nice. Those black umbrellas with the orange look really, really nice together. Your bedding. Do your bedding. Go out and take a look at a new bedding. Maybe do all your bedding neutral, but add some pops of orange in your bedding. And that's it, folks. It can go on and on where you can add pops of orange into your space. Don't be afraid to use it. It's a gorgeous color. It's a very relevant color. It's also great just to add it seasonally. Add some orange into your life, and it will add warmth to your life. I thank you for tuning into Modern Design. We have some great guests coming up for the fall season, some garden shows, some wonderful things for fall that we're going to do. So stay tuned to Modern Design. I look forward to January when we'll be also having Modern Design on local television. Thanks for supporting my show. Come visit me anytime. My phone number is 908-884-0770 in either one of my stores, and I'd love to work with you. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
So it was numerous electronic items, additionally five handguns and two shotguns, and a plethora of ammunition.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo speaking with reporters yesterday, many questioning how the gunman in the Las Vegas shooting was able to get so many weapons into his hotel room without anyone from hotel security noticing something was going on. President Trump is in Las Vegas today. He'll be meeting with paramedics and police officers who responded to the shooting. He'll also go to the hospitals to meet with victims of the shooting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling out NBC for reporting what he calls fake news that he was about to leave the Trump administration.
First, my commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC had reported that Vice President Mike Pence had to talk Tillerson into staying. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is telling Congress the rules of combat in Afghanistan for American troops has changed.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told 2 congressional committees yesterday that American forces no longer have to be close to Taliban fighters and other terrorists before attacking. Mattis